But had any man in England met such a man as I was, it must either have frightened him or raised a great deal of laughter. And as I frequently stood still to look at myself, I could not but smile at the notion of my travelling through Yorkshire in such a dress. I had a great, high, shapeless cap, made of a goat's skin, with a flap hanging down behind, as well to keep the sun from me as to shoot the rain off from running into my neck, nothing being so hurtful in these climates as the rain upon the flesh under the clothes. I had a short jacket of goatskin, the skirts coming down to about the middle of the thighs, and a pair of open-kneed breeches of the same. The breeches were made of the skin of an old goat, and the hair hung down such a length on either side that it reached to the middle of my legs like pantaloons. Stockings and shoes I had none, but I made a pair of something, I scarce know what to call them, like buskins to flap over my legs, and lace on either side, like spatterdashes. But they were of a most barbarous shape, as indeed were all the rest of my clothes.